Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news, and we heard about Terry Garr yesterday, and I'll tell you something, Dean, it's not a movie that's mentioned a lot, but I loved her in Oh God with George Burns and John Denver.
Definitely.
She was fantastic in that movie.
Really, she's got like an incredible filmography of projects that she's been on television and also in the movies. That's one of them. People remember Young Frankenstein probably most often. Mm-hmm. She was hilarious and held her own, really, as a pretty young actress, with Gene Wilder and Cloris Leachman and Marty Feldman and, just an amazing cast. Mel Brooks, bringing her in on that. She was nominated for an Academy Award for Tootsie. She was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. She was with Gene Hackman in The Conversation. The list goes on and on and on. Later, after revealing her diagnosis with multiple sclerosis, which ultimately took her life yesterday, and a brain aneurysm also in 2007. She's gone through quite a few health challenges over the last 25 years, really. She continued to work, and new generations maybe remember her best as Phoebe's mom on the TV series Friends. So she's had an incredible career, not to mention everybody who is remembering her on social media this morning is talking about what a wonderful person that she was. Dustin Hoffman said that she was brilliant and singular in all that she did. She had a heart of gold. There was no one like her. Michael Keaton said, forget about how great she was as an actress and as a comedian. She was a wonderful woman. And David Letterman, on whose show she frequently appeared back in the early days of the late night show with Letterman, the super late night show, Letterman said she was one of our all-time favorite guests, a lovely human being and a bright star. He said, I was lucky to know her. This is just one example of Terry Garr and David Letterman together.
You know, I'm excited for you. I've never really, not that I know you well, but I've never really known anybody who's been nominated for an Academy Award. Let me ask you about were you surprised that this movie got this much, generated this much heat?
Tootsie.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Can I just ask you something? Did I spit on you when I said Tootsie?
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it. It's in the light. I saw it coming out of the light, and there was nothing I could do, so I...
There were some guests, with whom, Dave had such an amazing chemistry. She was one. Bonnie Hunt was another who would, when they would appear on the show, it was just it's so charming.
Yeah, Terry Garr would always be flirting with him.
Yeah.
Commenting on his hair or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Great stuff.
Really, really, really good. So I'm really sad about her death. She was 79 years old.
And the length of her career, amazing. I mean, she's dancing in an Elvis movie. She was on the original Star Trek series. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, she's on a lot of early things. Her parents were both performers and dancers, so she got a very early start.
Yeah,
in showbiz. So we were lucky to get to enjoy her.
A lot to remember her by. Here's some good news today about the Wayans brothers getting back together, huh?
They are going to be bringing back one of their scary movies together. This is a kind of exciting news. You know, they starred in several of those scary movies spoofs together, and they announced that they're going to be doing another one that probably will be coming out next year.
So, Dean, Kanye and Adidas have reached a settlement, haven't they?
Thank goodness we can all relax with the resolution, which has terms of which have not been disclosed. There was just a statement that was issued by Adidas saying that an out-of-court settlement with Kanye West has been reached to end all legal proceedings between them. This is something that's been going on for the last couple of years. A Adidas had formed a partnership with Ye, as he is now called, to promote each other's products. And then Kanye got all involved in anti-Semitic comments, and Adidas didn't want any part of it anymore. So they terminated it all. There was tension between the two. There was litigation between the two. And now apparently it's all been settled, and we can all sleep comfortably at night again.
Glad everybody's living happily ever after. What's new on the TV stream?
We've got a bunch of new stuff that's coming out this week. I love Carrie Russell. She's one of my favorite actresses, and she is starring in a brand new series. It's called The Diplomat, in which she plays an American ambassador investigating high treason involving a Russian conspiracy. That is streaming now, starting tomorrow, actually, on Netflix. Selena Gomez is back in the show that kind of put her on the map, for acting, at least, anyway. She is now starring in Wizards Beyond Waverly Place, in which she is a teacher of a new generation of wizards. That is streaming now on Disney Plus. Got the rural comedy Somebody Somewhere, returning for its third and final season on Max right now. Also, for new documentaries, there is one on Martha Stewart that really digs deep into how she started, how she built her empire, how the whole thing came crashing in, and how she rebuilt her empire after that. If you're a fan, you'll definitely want to look for Martha. It is streaming now on Netflix. Also, there's a new documentary on the search for Sir Edward Shackleton's lost ship, Endurance, in Antarctica. That begins streaming Saturday on Hulu. If you're a movie fan, especially of music in movies, I think you'll be interested in this new project that's called Music by John Williams. Not our John Williams, who comes on after Bob. It's the Academy Award-winning John Williams this time, who has given us some of the most memorable movie music of all time. His process, his projects, all coming to Disney Plus starting on Friday. For the kids this week, we've got one of the biggest box office hits of the year coming to Peacock starting tomorrow, Despicable Me 4. There is one for Halloween, a thriller called Time Cut, which a teenage girl travels back in time to stop a serial killer from slaughtering her sister. Delightful viewing. That is running now on Netflix.
Something for the family.
A little something for the whole family. Manson family, but family nonetheless. Yeah. Also, we've got a good zombie movie that is on Amazon Prime right now. Mysterious Virus Sparking a Zombie Uprising in Apocalypse Z. That starts streaming tomorrow on Amazon Prime. Now, some of you went to see Seth Meyers when he was in Chicago less than a year ago. I think he was at the Vic. I think that's where he did his show. But that now is coming out. It's called Seth Meyers Dad Man Walking, his stand-up special. That is currently streaming on Max.
And also, we can see an old Bozo show on the stream now, can't we?
This is something which is pretty interesting, I think. There are very few episodes of Bozo Circus that were saved through the years. They just didn't save them. They reused the tapes. They threw them away. They didn't realize the historic value of Bozo shows. But two episodes have been discovered recently, and they are episodes from October 30th, 1979, and October 31st, 1979. In other words, today and tomorrow, 45 years ago exactly. So what we're going to do is we're not canceling the midday news to show them today, although that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it, right before an election where...
I think people would enjoy the break from the election.
We start canceling our newscast to run Bozo Circus, and it wouldn't be even funnier if people didn't notice the difference. But what they're going to do are they're going to stream these shows at exactly 12 noon today and tomorrow. So they will be streaming exactly, 45 years ago.
Yeah, the time they were originally on.
When Bozo was originally on at 12 noon. So you can see it on our WGN TV. Let me find the exact places.
Noon today and noon tomorrow?
Noon today, noon tomorrow, and it's going to be on WGNTV.com/Bozo. It's going to be on the WGN TV YouTube page and also on the WGN Plus TV streaming app on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and select Samsung smart TVs. I previewed some of these episodes, and man, oh man, is it a blast from the past. It's going to bring back so many memories. Just seeing the Bob Bell and Frazier Thomas and the clothes, the kids, the games. Exactly.
Good break from politics.
All that.
Thank you.
All that.
We'll be watching.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dean.